Next patient is Lona Gray. L-O-N-A. Gray. G-R-A-Y. Lona. L-O-N-A. L as in Lancy. L-O-N-A. Gray. Date of birth is 3/28/1970. Date of visit is 1/12/26. Please make copy for Luis Rodriguez Luna. Luis, L-U-I-S, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Luna, L-U-N-A, M-D. Next, paragraph. Dear Luis, L-U-I-S, thank you for sending Lona Gray for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is history of pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph is swollen illness. This is the 55-year-old obese female who has had a previous history for a CVA. Has also been diagnosed to have pulmonary emboli. For which she has been receiving Coumadin 5 milligrams daily, maintaining her INR about 2.0. The patient has right hemiparesis, mostly in a chair, and ambulates very little with help. She denied chest pains, apoptosis, night sweats, and she denies any weight loss and no leg or calf muscle pains. The patient patient had a CT abdomen in January of 25. There is no recent chest X-ray for evaluation. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of pulmonary emboli in 2015. History of corneal transplant times 2. Prior history of DVT and history for hypertension. Next, I'm sorry, not history of hyperlipidemia, not hypertension. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, Demerol, hydrocodone. Next paragraph. Habits. Patients smoked one pack per day for 25 years. No recent alcohol use. She has previously used multiple drugs, including cocaine, methamphetamines, and IV drug use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother is alive and in good health. Father died of NMI. Next. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. No. She has had the corneal transplants and no cataracts. Denies sore throat, hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn, no rectal bleed, no diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pain, but has palpitations. She has depression. She has no easy bruising and large glands. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list, Coumadin 5 milligrams daily, Crestor 20 milligrams daily. Next, for a physical exam. This is a obese middle-aged white female. She's in a wheelchair, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 275, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. It's clear, very clear, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise in the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, varicosities, mild edema. Weakness of the right limbs, contractures of the right hand and wrist. The patient is able to move with right foot to some extent, but has some weakness of the leg. There's mild leg edema. Reflexes brisk bilaterally. Cranial nerves ghostly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. History of pulmonary embolism. Number two is CVA with right hemiparesis. Number three is hypertension. I'm sorry, number three is hyperlipidemia. Not hypertension. And number four, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to continue with the Coumadin 5 milligrams. And alternate with 6 milligrams. Keep INR about 2. She will also get a complete pulmonary function study and a CAT scan of the chest without contrast. She's given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Luis Rodriguez Luna. Luis is L-U-I-S. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Luna, L-U-N-A. Thank you for the consultation. Let's talk to Susan. Go.